body. Your body couldn't possibly contain you. And that was another thing she said to me. She said, isn't it a trip how we just took ourselves and we took our unlimited nature and shrunk it down to the size of a pinhead so that we could have this experience? By then, you know, drool like coming out of the shower. I told her I was sweating because I had been dancing. Because you're like, what? And your ego says, grab it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Make it yours, make it yours. Go after it, get it, get it, get it. Don't let it get away, don't let it get away. You know? You know? My right mind was gently telling me, hey, you know, stay out of the driver's seat. Don't, at no point of this ride do I want you to get in the driver's seat. That's what my Holy Spirit told me. So needless to say, I made a new friend. And about 10 others. Yeah, just people just walking up from everywhere. I would just be standing there, people just walk up and introduce themselves and start talking and sharing love with me. It was so cool. It was cool to see who was attracted to me. And knowing that it had no one been attracted to me, I still would have been okay to be sitting up there checking everything out. Because I didn't need anybody to make me feel complete.
Cool. I
want to
do that.
See what kind of people, see, that's the kind of people you attract to you when you're not needy. What about the statement, the body neither lives nor dies? That's deep too, isn't it? Yeah. Because your body can't contain you. Now, if we share the same mind, then you can overcome death because I did. Death is an attempt to resolve conflict by not deciding at all. Wow. Death is an attempt to resolve conflict. Number one, death is looked at as a way to resolve a conflict. I'll just die. I just give up. I'll just die. So that's what he's saying. Death is an attempt to resolve conflict by not deciding at all. Rather than me make a decision, I'll just die. Like any other impossible solution the ego attempts, death will not work. Hey, y'all. Death will not work. Yeah, you can go ahead and die if you want to, okay? But it's not going to work. It's not going to resolve the conflict. Death will not work. Now, here's one of the most powerful statements in this book. God did not make the body. Do you know why God did not make the body? Because the body is destructible. And so therefore the body could not be a reality which is where everything lasts forever. So God didn't make the body because God doesn't make anything that can be destroyed. The body is the symbol of what you think you are. Here comes the symbol of what I think I am. It has a dashiki on it and a pair of pants. But this is the symbol of who I think I am. So when that young lady walked up, I was looking at her symbol of who she thought she was. What a symbol. But for me, a beautiful person, and I know much, it doesn't have anything to do with how their body looks the way it used to. My standards of beauty have changed, and so I've really increased the possibilities for myself. Some of y'all know what I said. Some of y'all going, what the hell was it? Did I miss something? The boy said. I could have had relationships a long time ago if I had lowered my standards sooner.
You raised your standards.
Yeah. I lowered my standards, thank you. I say what I wanted to say.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. So the body, I'm here we go. The body is the symbol of who I think I am. Mm-hmm. This body is clearly a separation device. Mm. This is a separation device that I want to be well dressed. Mm-hmm. So since I am, this body is a separation device, this body doesn't exist. You're looking at a body that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist because it's not going to last. But it's a symbol of who I think I am. It is not who I am, because who I am lasts forever.
Earl, so what about the concept of
the Holy Temple? But see, I'm not familiar with that concept. And remember, it's not saying it is not in any way disparaging the body. I did not put the body down in the slightest. I just told the truth about it. The truth that we work so hard to avoid facing. See, I just said the thing that we never like to look at, which is the fact that our bodies will not last. But what happens when you start telling yourself the truth about your body, when you start telling yourself the truth about your body, then your body heals. So when you tell the truth about your body, you take better care of it. And I know that it's the way that I'm able to join with you in the physical world. So it has a very holy purpose. But I need to remember that it does not last forever. It's the symbol of what I think I am. And so the Holy Spirit is going to take the body that we made, and our body is now going to be translated into a learning device. So it was a symbol. It used to be a symbol of who I thought I was. Now it's a way for me to learn. I used to think I was this body, so therefore I judge myself by how this body looked when I look in the mirror, because I thought I was my body. Now the Course in Miracles is saying, no. What you do now is you look at your body as your learning device. It's what you are using to learn. Okay. Now, this is if you want a healthy body. This is one of the ways you can get to a healthier body. Seeing it as a learning device instead of what you are. Because seeing yourself as your body is what makes it sick. But you have a body. You have a body. And it's a particularly unworthy form of denial to try to deny that you have a body while you're in the body. So stop trying to deny that you have a body while you're in the body. That's an unworthy form of denial. Don't pretend that there is not bodies around here, because a body is nothing but a form moving through time and space. This is good.